KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:06, it's sunny and 59 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies here today, a high around 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education held a work session Monday evening at the high school. Superintendent Mike Amstein said the board approved the replacement of a sound system at the Atlantic High School auditorium, but tabled until their August 14th meeting the replacement of lighting for the auditorium while more information is gathered. In other business, the board approved various resignations and contracts. The resignations included a teacher at the middle school and high school guidance counselor, Heather McHugh, who has served for about 5 years. Amstein said McHugh will be replaced by Jennifer Thurston, who has a degree and experience in counseling as well as in the areas of intervention for persons with addictions and at-risk children. Amstein said the board also heard from Larry Siegel with the Iowa School Finance Information Services.
Larry just basically went over pretty much the handout that I gave the board about a month ago on school elections, having to do with board elections and then also school bond elections.
The bond election is slated for February 4th of next year and is with regard to an expansion of the district's facilities as part of its capital improvements plan.
What we'd be taking a look at is a capital plan to add some space there at Washington, and then also the possibility of a cafeteria. That way they could use the gym full time instead of having to close it down during lunch. And with the number of kids that they have there at Washington, you really can't afford to close it down there at lunch.
Another aspect of the capital projects plan is the addition of 11 classrooms onto the Schuler building and moving third grade students to the Schuler building. Amstein says Principal Stacy Horning is set to experience a big influx of students this fall.
Right now, Stacy Horning has, I want to say she's probably going to have 550 kids this year in that building. And see, we moved two preschools out of Washington last year and moved them over to the old Lincoln building. So hopefully we can provide space, but she's just got too many kids. And that would kind of level out the number of kids what we have in each building. With the Schuler building, we have about 215. And if we could expand the third grade over there, that would certainly take some relief off the classrooms there and provide more instructional space. And then the Schuler building, we'd probably have around 350 kids there.
That would also make the Schuler building a third through fifth grade facility. The plan would also allow for a commons area at the middle school and cafeteria, so those students don't have to eat lunch in the Schuler gym. There are also tentative plans for the addition of classrooms at the high school. Amstein said they will consult with the faculty and staff this fall and show them the conceptual plans, as well as gather input on what changes the staff thinks should be made before any final plans are presented to the public. News time is 8:09.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Well, the Harlan Police Department this morning issued their weekly report on arrests and activities. On Sunday, the 21st, 24-year-old Skylar Andrews of Irwin was arrested when officers were called to a disturbance in the 1000 block of 6th Street. Andrews was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with assault for allegedly threatening Brandon Bult of Exira. Andrews was also charged with public intoxication and interference with official acts. Last Saturday, 40-year-old Curtis Baldwin of Harlan was arrested when police received reports of a man climbing a fire escape at 603 Court. Baldwin was found inside of an apartment from which he had previously been evicted. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with trespassing. On Thursday, July the 18th, 21-year-old Logan Ford of Hattiesburg, Missouri, was arrested in Harlan on an active Shelby County warrant stemming from an altercation with Daniel Cagle on July the 12th. Ford was being held in the Shelby County Jail. That same day, 38-year-old Sean Schechinger of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. He was also being held in the Shelby County Jail. 33-year-old Ryan Pauley of Harlan was arrested on July the 14th for, cited, that is, for illegal use of fireworks. The fireworks were confiscated and Pauley was cited and released. The Harlan police report also 17-year-old Alexander McLaughlin of Harlan was cited July the 13th for being a minor in possession of tobacco when he was observed smoking a cigarette while at the races. McLaughlin was cited and released. And on July the 16th, 25-year-old Derek Voss of Harlan was taken into custody following a traffic stop. He was brought to, or rather, Derry Voss, it is, and she was brought to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with two counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and carrying weapons. In other news, officials at Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic say a local couple has stepped forward again this year with plans to continue providing scholarships for educational opportunities for students in southwest Iowa. The Don and Lois Sontag Endowment Fund has donated $2,000 to be utilized for nursing scholarships. The Atlantic couple invites others to join with them in supporting area students who are pursuing the profession of nursing by donating to the scholarship fund. In addition, the Sontags say they will match additional gifts up to $5,000 to benefit students attending Iowa Western Community College. The goal is to appeal for funds to match the challenge and to create scholarship opportunities for students from the Cass County area who are pursuing a career in nursing, especially those serving patients with cancer. The scholarship fund will provide financial assistance to those enrolled in nursing prerequisites or the nursing program. Matching funds under the endowment program can be in any amount, and all funds should be submitted to Iowa Western Community College Foundation, which is a 501c3 tax-deductible entity. All donors will be recognized as they request. Iowa Western will make decisions on applications according to need and scholarship criteria. The amount awarded to each student will depend on the number of qualified applicants. The scholarships will be for classes that begin August 19th, and students from Atlantic and the surrounding area may qualify. All funds from the effort will be used only for students enrolled in the nursing program or prerequisite nursing courses at Iowa Western Community College. For additional information, you can contact Don Sontag or Ann Pross. She's with the Iowa Western Community College. She's at 243-5527. You can get a scholarship application online at www.iwcc.edu. News time is 8:13.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Brian Alsup, age 50, of Stewart, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Brian Alsup will be this morning at 10:30 at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Mildred Wannell, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mildred Wannell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Emkin, age 81, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mary Lou Emkin will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roy Bilbrey, age 78, of Benora, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Roy Bilbrey will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Virginia Wagner, age 99, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Virginia Wagner will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Grace Schatz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Grace Schatz will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Erickson, age 90, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Faye Erickson will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bob Gaffney, age 58, of Manning, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Bob Gaffney will be held on August the 10th at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Doris Brainerd, age 97, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Doris Brainerd are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Edna Miller, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Harlan. Services for Edna Miller are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.